Da, we're holding the Siman Samiches, Halacha Aleph to Halacha Zayin. We're starting the laws of Tfilas HaDerech, something that is so applicable and so much confusion surrounding it. And there's good reason for it. But let's go through the basics and we'll try to come out Halacha L'maisa, what people should do. So the Kitza teaches us, first of all, it's all really based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chavtes, someone that's Yetzel HaDerech, and that means really that he's going on the way, he's traveling. And he's traveling outside of the city. So technically speaking, it's called when he leaves the Ibura Shel Ir, which is about 70 Amas, so about 140 feet, 100 feet out of the city where there's no more houses. So at that point, he starts reciting Tfilas HaDerech. It's interesting. Tfilas HaDerech is actually two aspects of Tfilas HaDerech. One aspect is the idea, Himalach Bekoina, meaning take counsel from the Rabbeinu Shalayim before you're leaving. And number two is to ask Hashem, please help me. I'm traveling and there's Sakana Baderech. It's actually based on the Yerushalmi path. And when a person's traveling, it's more prone, like we learn also when it comes to the brothers of Yosef, traveling down, it's more prone for dangers. And therefore we need Mosiyata Dishmaya. So the tefillah is, Yerotzen Fanech Hashem Lekeinu Lekeav Aseinu Shetalicheinu Lashalayim. Now there's different Yosars, different versions. But ultimately, they're very, very similar. Some also say the Tachzireinu Shom, which is the Vilna Gaon, to bring us back, even if you're not necessarily traveling back right away. Either way, the language that should be used is a Lashon Rabim, which is a plural Lashon, only when you say the words with the Tneini, the Chen, the Chesed, that's when you say the Lashon Yachid. That means in an individual language. And it's best to say it after a person left about a mil from the Ibura Shel Ir. So now, what's a mil? Mil, generally speaking, is about 3/4 of a mile. So that's easy to remember. And we're going to discuss 3/4 of a mile. And then we're going to also discuss what's called a parsa, which is about 2.5 miles. So keep that in mind. We'll get back to that. When a person, first the Kitta also tells us, when a person is traveling and he sleeps over, he checks into a hotel. So then you recite the Tfilas HaDerech again in the morning. Now, this is, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that. Mishnah Berurah says that anytime you're going on a trip, if the trip is, and when you, it reignites itself, meaning the Tfilas HaDerech, you recite again every morning. So it goes day and night, night follows the day. And then by the morning, if you checked into the hotel overnight, you recite Tfilas HaDerech again if you're continuing to travel. If you are continuously traveling night and day, and a good question would be on the airplane, if that's really considered that you settled, and therefore, since it's a suffix, if you're continuing to travel, you should say without shame or machos. Now, we're going to discuss that important statement of without shame or machos. That means without saying Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, instead of saying Adonus, you're going to say Baruch Atah and think Hashem's name. That's one way, or just say Baruch Atah Shomea Tefillah. Those are the two different options. Now, we're going to reuse that because a lot of times there are questionable times where if you should be reciting, and therefore you should say without Shema Machus, definitely better not to say it. And the Kitza teaches us the following, that when it comes to a person, now also another important thing is if a person is sleeping, traveling, and he stopped in a hotel, etc., then the Tfilas HaDerech can be recited already even before he's traveling. That means you could say it in Shema Kuleinu, you could say it right after eating breakfast, when you're basically ready to travel. And this also is based on the Taz, it holds anyway, that whenever a person is ready to travel, at that point you can raise the Tfilas HaDerech. But again, we're going now with a simple, a person wants to travel, let's say even, we can use now an example, a person is traveling from Muncie to Staten Island. So there are many bridges and many areas that a person is crossing where there's really no housing and there's nothing built up. The question really is, should a person be reciting Tfilas HaDerech or not? So the Kitza said, excuse me, that person should not recite Tfilas HaDerech unless they're traveling at least what's called a parsa. So a parsa, like I said, is about 2.5 miles. But here's a major dispute. Major poiskim, many dispute in the poiskim. Are we talking about travel time or are we talking about actual distance? And many poiskim hold, including the Mishnah Berurah, it's just distance time. Distance, which means not based on time. So that means not even if you're traveling for 5 minutes, but you're gonna cross, you know, in a car, you're gonna go through an area that's uninhabited, meaning there's no real buildup, there's no house of a person, but let's say even on the Palisades, There's areas if a person with chas v'shalom what's called drive into a deer or something, they wouldn't have necessarily someone a house right next door to be able to go and get assistance. So therefore, technically speaking, I think it's right to at least say without shema malchus because it's questionable. And now, especially if a person is traveling a 72-minute travel, so that's not just distance but it's also time and. There are areas which are probably not built up, and also it's prone for sakana. So, for example, another example would be in Eretz Yisrael. There, the minhag is to say Tversadech even much more, I would say, frequently, because you could go from one yeshuv to the next. You could some of the areas where you're going through dangerous places because of the Palestinians and Shtachim and everything else. So, therefore, definitely. Is one should be citing Tefillah Sadech. B'nei Brak to Yerushalayim, I think even the Chaznitz and many how they make Tefillah Sadech, and I think there it's a Kul Almay. The question is, like I said, there's more in America, so you should ask your Rav Shaila what you should do personally, especially if let's say someone travels in every day. But I think the best thing is to do without Shavu Machus. Okay, continuing with the more of the halachas, it's best to. Be samech the tefillah saderech to what's called the bracha, to make it a bracha smucha lechaverta, which means to say since tefillah saderech doesn't start with baruch, so it's best to let's say you went to the bathroom to start after saying about to have a candy to make a shahako or burn the fushes in the car and then to recite tefillah saderech. Now it's interesting that the chatchila the kitzur says one should recite tefillah saderech standing. Many times a person is riding, he's in the car, you don't have to stop the car. It'll be a hiddle, but especially if it's going to delay other people or chas v'shalom create a danger, definitely don't get out of the car, the traffic light, and start reciting Tefillah Sadech. You could say it sitting down. Before a person is traveling, a person should give tzedakah. It's another way of protecting yourself. Tzedek lefanav yahalech v'yosef laderech pe'amav. Good pasuk to remember. Tzedek lefanav yahalech. Righteousness should precede a person, and he will set his footsteps on his way. So tzedek is what righteousness also is interpreted as tzedakah, and that when a person gets tzedakah before he leaves, that it's a special divine protection. There's other forms of divine protection. Number one, if he takes permission from reshus from the gedolim, a person has a rav, he should really WhatsApp his rav, a text, and please and ask him it's okay if I leave the city. And please give me a bracha that I should be matzliach. It's actually kedai to have what's called to be meluve, to be escorted. There's a big inan to be melave your friend, not just when you came to your house for lunch, especially when he's leaving the city. And according to the Yavitz, the kids quotes the Yavitz, he should wait. The person that's escorting should wait until he can't see the person. The custom is to, it's based on the Gemara, to say lech leshalom, go to peace, not lech beshalom, which chas v'shalom can mean that a person will be. Like Avshalom, who ended up dying. Of course, if a person got a blessing from Bishalom, he shouldn't be nervous and not get all upset. Very important, Kitza says, to learn on the way. It's based on the pasuk v'lech techav aderech. But of course, Ian, one should be careful not to go too in-depth and end up not being focused on the driving. Especially today, someone is traveling and he's in the back and someone else is driving, that would be the best way. Person should also say, Mizmoyre Tehillim with Kavana Nachna. Person should, that means reciting psalms with humility. A person should think of himself bread, pas. Now, some people can say today it's easy to get bread, but really you should always take with yourself mazonis. You never know. I traveled once, you know, remember, and I mamish had crackers with me for hours and hours and hours because of delays, etc. You never know. The same thing also when it comes to tzitzis says you should take an extra pair of tzitzis. The Mishabur already says when you travel, take your tefillin and said how many times do people end up. Being delayed and flights get canceled and they don't have tiles and tefillin. It's proper and the best time to travel when it's bechitay, which means when it's daylight, and also to stop traveling and come and reside in a hotel or whatever lodging you have before night. Now this is true, especially in time Chazal where traveling in dark was dangerous. But today that we have lights and everything else, so that's the reason why we're much more lenient when it comes to traveling. Also, the kitzur adds that a person should not eat too much. Not great for the digestion system. That's one of the reasons why. And the strain itself of the travel could have a negative effect. Now, of course, again, this also would change based on how fancy your car is or your traveling accommodations. And lastly, the kids that teaches us that when you go into what's called your achsania, your host, so whether it's a hotel or whether it's people that are hosting you, to be careful that they really are trustworthy. Not just rely, you know, I get so many shyness from people. I am in this hotel. Is this and this okay? And many times someone just, mamish just told me a hotel that had ashgacha and it was absolutely false. You have to make sure that it's really reliable. Mamish, they were chas v'sham serving treif. So kedai to be very careful. Otherwise, chas v'sham is metamtem dolev. And the kid himself says, well, when the Seno Rabbi, even in his time, there were so many people that there were so many stumbling blocks, wine and shechting and everything else. So kedai to be careful. Dam Tashem, that you should only eat healthy and kosher. Have a beautiful day.